left off discussing various aspects of karka, metaltlin, avodin, based on our sugya, assuming that an evid is dino kekarka, and then the suffake of the Gemara, the machlokas tananim, regarding ser ha'omid ligzos, in the case of peros ha'omdos libotzer, to what extent we consider that to be karka metaltlin. And the Pesach, the part of the sugya we discussed, was that chidush atosus and babakam and the base of Manalit, where Tosus is bothered how there can be a machlokes amuroim, whether an evid is dino kekarka or dino kemetaltlin. After all, isn't it clear from the Mishnayis that an evid is hikush lekarka based on the pasuk of yisnachaltan? So whereas Tosus assumes that ein hafinami, on the level of daraisa, an evid certainly is dino kekarka. But every example Tosus writes the Gemara gives is referring to a din derabanan, and there one could envision that midrabanan, Rav Nachman could argue that an evid is dino kemetaltlin. So we pointed out the Yisod of Tosus is a great Kiddush, and the applications of Tosus are also a great Kiddush, because one could dispute every example that Tosus gives based on the Gemara. The case of Shibudin, the case of Pruzbul, the case of Kinyan Agav, is it so simple that all of them are dealing with Dinim Drabanon? And even furthermore, the Ksos and Sinan Lamates was bothered by the detail of Tosus. If you want to argue that Shibudim are a Din Drabanon, and that is the difference between Karka versus Metaltilin, you don't have to box yourself into a corner of Shibuda Lav Daraisa. Because Vixos points out, even if you assume Shibuda Daraisa, still the distinction between Karka and Metaltlin, Vixos writes, is only a distinction Drabanan. So even if one would argue that this is only an application Drabanan, you don't have to force yourself into the position of Tosus that means that you are assuming Shibuda Lav Daraisa. He pointed out the following Chiddush. If you look in other Rishonim, the Shitas HaRaivin, for example, one could argue that no, even on a level of Daraisa, one does not have to assume that Bechada Machta Machtinan Lei, whatever is true in A, is true in every single case. One could certainly argue when it comes to certain halachos, Evid is Dino Kekarka, when it comes to other halachos, and Evid is Dino Kemetaltalin, and Hu Hadinami when it comes to Arsugi as well. Even though the Gemara raises the issue of Ser Ha'omid Ligzos, Peros Ha'omdos Lihibatzer, one does not necessarily have to assume that that is categorically Kibitzuros or Lav Kibitzuros Damim, because one could certainly distinguish certain halachos are a function of Bechefts, whether it's called Karka, whether it's called Metaltalin. That's true when it comes to cases of Mi'ila Arsugya, or cases of Ona, or Enishvain Alakarkos. There are the differences between Karka versus Metaltalin. But there are many different halachos. The halacha Tosus points out regarding Shabbos. That depends on Bechefza, whether something is Dinuk Karka or Dinuk Metaltalin. You mean to say, if you assume that Peros Omdos Libotar Kibitzuros Dem Rav Meir Shita, there's no Iser Toleish Daraisa to sever a ripe fruit from a tree? Tosus says, how can that be? That is the malacha of Kotzer. It must be that certainly that halacha is not driven by Bechefza, whether something is Karka Metaltalin. The Shabbos question is simply whether something is Talush or whether something is Mechubar. And then Tosus flips an afkamina in the other direction. What about when it comes to cases of Shibudim? Shibudim are not dependent on whether something is Talush or Mechubar, not dependent, Tosus writes, on whether something is Karka Metaltalin, but rather, as the terminology the Gemara uses, whether Al-Kadinit is called Nechasim Sheyesh Lehen Achrayis or Nechasim She'ein Lehem Achrayis. And that's the Chiddush that the Raivad points out, that even if you assume that an Evid is Dino Kekarka, but can you argue that an Evid is Mechubar? Certainly not. Can you argue that an Evid Al-Pidin is Nechasim Sheyesh Lehem Achrayis? In what shape or form does a Shibud on an Evid help in terms of my Schusei Gviya? And that's exactly the Chiddush then of Rav Nachman. When it comes to Shibudim, we'll assume Mikar Hadin, that an Evid is comparable to Metaltlin, meaning Chiddush. Al-Pedin, it's Karka, but it is not called Nechasim, Sheyesh Lehen Achrayis. Because after all, my Shibud on the Zevid Dinai Day, where the Evid moves from place to place, is not secured simply because I have a Shibud on the Gufo Shel Evid. And we start to discuss the same thing could be applied in other instances. For example, that case of Pruzbul. Why is it so essential that the Lova has to possess Karka in order to affect the Pruzbul? So Poshav Shan, the Gemara, that's what Rashi points out, is because if the Lova has Karka, then you could argue, if I have a Shibud, it's considered Al-Pidin as though it is Gavui Dami. So of course, I cannot exercise my Gviya once Shvius has come to an end. There's an Isra of Yigos. However, if you can somehow argue that the chov is al pidin ki gavoy dami, so in such an instance, therefore, that occurred even earlier in Shvius, then was not mishameh. That's the whole yisod of Prusval, that the shtar or karka omid nigvos is considered al pidin to be ki gavoy dami. If that's true, that will apply to karka, that will not apply to metaltlin, but it will not help when it comes to an evid denaidi. You can't say that a skus or a sheba that I have a gufo shlevet is considered to be kigavudami. That certainly is muchusar gevaina. And therefore, there's a marked difference, as the Gemara writes, in Bava Kama Daf Yabez between Prusbel as opposed to cases of onar, cases of me'ila, and the like. So we started to discuss the Chiddush of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and that's Sugyin Gittin Daf Memudbeis. There the Gemara tells us that Hektish is Mafgim Edei Shibut, that what happens if you have conflicting concerns? On the one hand, I have a Shibut, and that entitles me to your particular Chayfetz. On the other hand, you are Makdishit. So what happens? Does my right, my Shibut, take precedence over the Chalos Hektish, or do we assume that it does not? So, there seem to be different indications in the Gemara. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Rashi writes in that sugya, given that from Mevay, is that the secret to the sugya is different types of hektish. You have to distinguish between cases of kedusha saguf as opposed to cases of kedusha damim. When do you assume hektish is mafgiyim edei shibud? That's if you're talking about kedusha saguf. If you're talking about kedusha damim, then enafinami. Hektish is not mafgiyim edei shibud. The shibud wins. That prevails. Good. Why should that be true? Why should it make a difference whether you're talking about Kedushas HaGuf or Kedushas Damim? So Tosus explains this sheet of Rashi as follows, that in both instances, both when it comes to Kedushas Damim and when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, if the Baal HaChefetz is Makdishit, the Hektish is Chal. Now what? So you have something that has a Chalos Hektish, and someone shows up with some entitlement. They have a Shibud. Does that allow the Chalos Hektish to be Paka? Do we allow Hektish simply to be removed? What do you mean that there's a chalos kedusha? Is there any vehicle by which that chalos hektish can be paka? What's the answer? Tosus points out, well, it depends what type of hektish. If you're talking about kedushas aguf, then certainly not. However, if you talk about kedushas damim, of course. Now, that's what pidyon accomplishes. Just because I was makdish something as kedushas damim, the Berak HaBayis does not mean it's eternally hektish. You can be poldeh. So therefore, if someone will come with a shibud, with schusei mamon, that can be mafgia, the chalos hektish. And therefore you understand very well why it is that Rashi will argue there's a difference between kedushas dam as opposed to kedushas aguf. He pointed out the difficulty. Look in Rashi. Psachim daf lamed amud beis. Rashi writes one line that seems to be against this approach of Tosus. Rashi writes that why is it that hektish is mafgim edei shibud? So Rashi writes the following chiddush, because, right, the question is whether hektish was chal or whether hektish was not chal. In a case of kedushas damim, Rashi says, you know why the shibud prevails? Because since the malva had a shibud, boso hachefetz, Rashi's lashon, ein hekdesho hektish. The chalos hektish was not chal. That's different than Tosus understands. Tosus assumes that there is a chalos hektish. The question is, now what? Is it ever possible to mafgia the status of hektish? No, but Rashi writes himself in Daf Lamed that no, ain hektish or hektish. The hektish was never chal. I understand that very well. That if you have, right, a kinyan lechatzayin on my chayfetz, I have no right to be makdish it. It's not mine to be makdish. Ein hekdesh o hekdesh. What's the difficulty, though? This is what the Ktzos discusses in Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Beis. What's the problem, then? That should apply categorically, no? Why should there be a difference between Kedushas HaGuf as opposed to Kedushas Damim? If the fact that the Malva has a Shibud prevents the Bala Chefetz from being Makdishit, what there is to make? Whether he's being Makdishit as Kedushas Damim, as Kedushas HaGuf, shouldn't we assume that categorically? Ein hekdesho hekdesh. That's the issue that the Ktzos addresses in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Now, apparently what you have to answer, according to Rashi's sheet, is the following. If a chayfetz is mine, but you have a shibud, am I entitled to makdish it or not? That's how Rashi understood it. No, it depends. The same degree of bilus which is necessary for Kedushas Damim is not necessary for Kedushas Aguf. Well, that's Rashi's Kedush. No? You must be the full Baal HaChepetz in order to makdish something, but Torah's Kedushas Damim. And therefore, if someone has a Shibud, Ein Hekdesh or Hekdesh. Mashain came. When it comes to Kedushas Aguf, full bilus is not necessary. Well, that's a very interesting chiddush. Why should that be? So we've discussed in the past the following, that there is a very basic difference between the mechanism of Kedushas Aguf as opposed to Berak HaBayis. Why is it that the Chayfetz has a Chalos Hekdesh? I'm Makdish something, I say there should be a Karbon Olah, Karbon Chatas, or I say that there should be Mamon Hekdesh. In both instances, the Chayfetz has a Kedushas Aguf. Kedusha. Why is that true? Many rayas as follows. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, the reason that there is a Chalos Hekdesh is because it is Mamon Hekdesh. In Dini Mamonos, it belongs to Hekdesh. Just as I can sell my Chayfetz to someone else, I can transfer my Chayfetz to Rishus Hekdesh. That's a form of Mechira. Mashen came when it comes to Kedushas Aguf. It's not that I am, in terms of Kinyanei Mamon, I'm transferring my Chayfetz to Rishus Hekdesh in terms of Dine Mamonos. But no, the animal was mine, and if I declare Hareza Olreza Chatos, now the animal is still, in many aspects of Dine Mamonos, considered to be mine, but the animal has an elevated Kedusha. And now it's Omed LaHakrava. But not that it becomes Bechefts and Mamon Hekdesh. That's a major difference in cases of Berak HaBayis as opposed to Kedushas Aguf. Tosfos writes a beautiful Chiddush in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Let's assume, for example, a person steals an animal and then he is Makdesh. Is he Chayiv Dalad Vehei? Is Hekdesh considered to be Mechira? If Tavach Umachar, he's Chayiv Dalad Vehei. Is Hekdesh considered to be an act of Mechira? You know what Tosfos writes? It depends on whether it's Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas Damim. If it's Kedushas Damim, Yerchayv Dal Vehei, that's considered to be a Mechira L'Rishus Hekdesh. If a person was Makdish the Chayfetz that he stole, the Torah's Kedushas Aguf, so that's what Tosa says the Gemara calls Meikara Turu Deruvein, Vahashta Turu Deruvein. What do you mean? It was yours before and it's still yours now. It was yours before to do whatever you wanted. Now it is yours. Know that it's Omed LaHakrava. It has a Chalos Kedusha. But it is not Mamon Hekdesh, and therefore there's no Chiyuv of Dalad Vehei. The Rambam writes a beautiful Nafka Min in Hilchas Erech in Perek Vav HaLachaches. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. When do we assume that Hekdesh Chal Agabe Hekdesh? Can I be makdish something a second time? Let's say, while I'll be makdish, it is Berak HaBayis, I'll be makdish, it is Kedushas Aguf. Or I'll be makdish something as Kedushas Aguf, and then be makdish, it is Berak HaBayis. Can he have a dual Chalos Hekdesh or no? So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. That Berak HaBayis is Chal, Agabe Kedushas Aguf. That's what the Rambam writes. Let's assume, for example, I was makdish a behema as a carbon ola. And then afterwards, I makdish that very same animal, Berak HaBayis. The Rambam writes, good. Now you have an animal that has a twofold Kedusha, Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. So what do? You have to be poed to the animal to release its Kedushas Damim, and you'll offer it. Agabim is Be'ach as a function of its Kedushas Aguf. Well, what about the opposite? What happens if a person is makdish something as Berak HaBayis, can he subsequently makdish the Agabim is Be'ach? The Rambam writes, of course not. Aval hamakdish kodshe berak habayis mizveach. You know what the Rambam writes? Ein adam makdish davar sheino shelo. What do you mean you say it's mamon hekdish, and then you say it's a chatas? If it's mamon hekdish, ein adam makdish davar sheino shelo. That's the difference between a kedushas damim. That's why you understand when it comes to, for example, berak habayis as a lach of pidyon, no? If it only became Kodesh because it is Mamon Hekdesh, so if I buy it back, if I impose that, so of course it's Mafkir Kedusha. Mashen came when it comes to Kedusha Saguf. What do you mean you're going to be poded? It's not Hekdesh as a function of Dmei Hekdesh. So what do you mean you're going to buy it back from Hekdesh? That certainly is not true. And you'll ask me, yeah, but isn't there a concept of pidyon of psulei hamukdashim, as I mentioned yesterday? No, Tosfos points out Beitz, Nafi Beitz Amud Aleph. That's a completely different halach entirely. It's not mafki hekdesh. Pidyon of psulei hamukdashim is a heter achila. It's matir achila despite the fact that it's still kodesh. And that's why Tosfos writes, if you abuse that animal, you work that animal, you violate an isra of milah, you'll get malchus from milah har pidyon. How is that possible? I was poda. The answer is, you're poda kedushas haguf. Pidyon is matir achila, it's not mafkiya kedusha. That's true when it comes to cases of berak abayis, cases of kedushas damim, no? Rashi has a very brief comment. Saf and Dafei Mudbeis. Gemara, did you know the Gemara tells us when it comes to this Rabbi Rabbi Matzei, Shalcha Iyat Aroe, Aval Atzeroa Shalachem Vishal Gavoa. Good, there's no Wisr Bayam Matzei and Chametz of Hekdish. Vayim Makdish. This Chametz, it's not yours. You don't find it. Bayam Matzei. Aval Atzeroa Shalachem Vishal Gavoa. What's the case? Right, chametz that belongs to Hekdesh. I could have painted many different cases. No, Rashi writes derek abayis. Derek abayis. No, why is it only derek abayis? What's wrong, for example, with lachmei toda? No, what's wrong with the etz chametz? No, 40 loaves, a combination of chametz and matzah. What's wrong with lachmei toda? Why does Rashi say that the halacha of shelcha iataro, avla torah shelchem shel gavoa is derek abayis? And what's wrong with lachmei toda? That's the chiddush of Rashi. No? If you are makdish chametz, the berak habayis, it is not your chametz. In dinim mamonos, it's not yours. That's the drush of shalcha iyataroa, aval drush shalchem shel gavoa. Let's assume, for example, that you have lachmei toda. That is your lechem. Yeah, it has a kedushas haguf in the sense that you can't do whatever you want with lachmei toda. But there, poshav shad Rashi, you would violate by matzei. That's considered to be shalcha. As Tosfos writes, Mekar tur deruvein, v'hashtu tur deruvein. Bosh Rav Shad, this is what the Tzos points out in Kuf Yud Zayin. In order to be makdish shechefetz, as kedushas dam, as berak abayis, that's called mechira. That requires full kinyane mamo. You need what we call shalom and brishuso. That cannot be done if there is a shibud. If the malva has a shibud, vosah chayfetz, that prevents mechira. That prevents the form of hekdesh of derek abayis. And that's how Rashi writes, ein hekdesho hekdesh. What is the chiddush of Rashi himself in Daf Lamed Amud Beis? That when it comes to kedushas haguf, as long as you are the Bala Chayfetz, even if someone else has a Shibud, since the Hakdasha does not work through the vehicle of Kinyane Mamon, so therefore the Hekdesh is Chal. You don't need full Bailos, that's the Chiddush of the Ktos, to be Makdish Kedusha Sanguf, but it is necessary for Berak Abayis. And that's why Rashi writes the Chiddush, the Hekdesh is Mavkiyim Bidei Shibud, only in cases of Kedusha Sanguf. Or one could frame the Chiddush very differently according to Rashi. Hekdesh is always mafkim in a shibud. The question, of course, is though, is it Hekdesh? Right? The answer is, it is Hekdesh if your mafkish is Kedush Saguf. Because that can be done despite the fact that some other individual has a kinyan b'miktas, a kinyan chatzayim b'osah chayfetz. You don't need full bailos, full kinyanim of shalom b'shusa. Hashem, when it comes to Kedushas damim, their full kinyanim are absolutely essential, and that's what Rashi writes at Ein Hekdesho Hekdesh. Right? That the Tzitz points out is the secret to Rashi's finish when Hekdesh is in fact Mechim in Yeshibud. Good, that's Rashi Shita. Rabbeinu Tam argues that no, the difference is not in the different forms of Hekdesh, of Shalom and Bershusa, but very simply, does Shibud prevent Hakadosha? So Rabbeinu Tam writes the following. In order to argue that I have a shibud and therefore you cannot be makdish, you have to argue that that shibud is so real that al pidin is considered to be kegavuidami. And that, Rabbeinu Tam writes, exactly as we formulated when it comes to prusbul, that is uniquely true when it comes to karka, not true when it comes to metaltalin. you can't argue that a shibud metaltlin is kegavli dami. Metaltlin that are not in my rishus are mechuser gavaina. No. It's only the gvos. Karka, which is stationary, which is fixed, which is set, that outfit is considered to be kegavli dami. And that's the chiddush of the view of Reinu Tam. If you're dealing with cases of karka, it's kegavli dami. So therefore, what do you mean your makdish? It's not your three makdish at all. It doesn't belong to the makdish. It belongs to the malvin, because kegavli dami, as we formulate when it comes to peruzvot. Mashenki, when it comes to cases of metaltalin. In this respect, then, a clear difference. You can't argue that an evid al pidin is considered to be kegavli dami, even if it's dino kekarka, when it comes to cases of me'ila, or cases of shvua, or cases of onan. Right, this is a chiddush, not just as Tosus assumes, on a level of drabanon. One can argue this is true on a din d'oraisa as well. There's a further chiddush that Tosus writes, a couple of other halachas, and that is Hilchos Shabbos, we mentioned, and how that relates to Trumas and Maestros, and how that relates to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Shabbos on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis has a fascinating chiddush. What happens if you have that which is al gabe yesedos? Let's assume, for example, you have an otzi tanaku, you have a potted plant with a hole in the bottom. Right? Al gabe yesedos, it's not directly resting on the ground. To what extent is that considered to be mechuber? To what extent is that considered to be tolosh? The Gemara says the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, that you have something which is on the ground. And vehinicho al gabe yesedos, and I just lift it up and I put it now, right, on a stand. So the Gemara says, Mechayiv Mishum Tolesh. On Shabbos, you're Chayiv Mishum Tolesh. Because it was Mechubar, now it's considered to be Tolesh. Now it is Tolesh. When it was resting on the ground, Kekarka, it's Mechubar Lekarka. Now that it is Al-Gabi Yesedos, it is no longer considered to be Kekarka, no longer Al-Pidin Mechubar. And therefore you're chayiv mishum tolesh. So Rashi and Tosus write the following chiddush Shabbos pei aleph mabeis the Tosus d'maschol inichal. Only malchus mardos derabanan. When the Gemara says if you take that type of pot and you lift it up, and hinichal gabi yaseidos mechayiv mishum tolesh, that's only a din derabanan. Why is that true? Because Tosus explains, based on the sugi in Gittin Dav Zayin Beis, because even that which is al gabi yaseidos is dino kimachubar. Wow, it was machubar before; it is now machubar, and therefore, just simply lifting that pot slightly off of the ground is not considered to be, right, a change midaraisa. Midaraisa, even al gabi yaseidos, al pidin is considered to machubar. Wow, that's Tosus' chiddush. Tulsa says that seemed clearly, right, from the Sugi Gittin Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Sugi Gittin Dav Zayin Amud Beis is addressing the issue of the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros. Whether something is considered to be Mechubel HaKarka, whether Al Pidin is considered to be Tolosh. And Tulsa assumes an important Kiddush that one should not distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to Trumas and Maestros, in both cases Midaraisa. Atzitz Hanakov is dino kimechubar. That's what Tosus writes in Shabbos Pe'alef Mabez. That's what Tosus writes in Gittin Dav Zayin Mabez. And this is against the Chiddush of the Rambam. And the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Shabbos in Periches Halacha Dalid. The Rambam writes in Atzitz Hanakov al gabi yesedos midaraisa is tolush. Midaraisa is tolush. If a person will take the Satzis Hanakov and lift it off of the ground, that is considered to be an act of Tolesh. The Rambam writes, Haisal Gabi Yesedos V'nichal Ha'aretz Chayiv Mishum Zareya. If you take it from the Yesedos and you put it on the ground, Al Pidin, that's called Zareya. What about Tosus's issue? That's not true when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. Poshub Shat and Rambam is you cannot equate Shabbos and Trumas and Maestros. Shabbos is based on Al Pidin, what is considered to be Tolosh versus Mechubar. Trumas and Maestros, according to The Rambam sheet is based on that which is yonek min hakarka, and einachinami, that yenika and that which is talush and mechubar are not one halacha. There's no stira at all between areas of Shabbos and areas of hafroshos, trumas, and maestros. In Shabbos, one could argue something which is al gavi hayesedos al pidin is considered to be talush. When it comes to trumas and maestros, something which is an otzit hanako, even if there is some airspace in between the potted plant with the hole on the bottom and the ground, al-pidin, it is still considered to be yonek min hakarka to the extent that you would in fact be chayu in shumas and maestros. So the Rambam is a fourth halacha. The Rambam writes, as we saw, that what is true of cases of me'ila and shvuos, hekdeshos, onah, is not true of balchov, is not true of Shabbos. The Rambam writes, shumas and maestros is independent as well. There's no stira between what is considered to be mechubar and talush of Shabbos and that of shumas and maestros. And then just simply, right, a further halacha, this is obviously a different halacha, what we alluded to yesterday, that's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and Af Memhei. The Mishnah tells us if a Nachri will go ahead and bow down to a mountain which is mechubar, right, it's not nitfas in Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become asur. Right, the pasuk says, Rabbi Yosef Gluy explains, Eloheim al haharim, right? They're deities that are on the mountain. That becomes nesar. But v'lo haharim Eloheim, the fact they bow down to a mountain does not make the mountain forbidden. So if it's something which is al gabe hakarka, good, that can become a chefzah shel avodah zarah, but not the karka itself. Not the karka itself. That halacha of karka versus metaltalin, so to speak, that's not a halacha in terms of arsugya of karka versus metaltalin, when a chosim sheish lachrayas as opposed to einam achrayas. The phrase that the Mishnah itself uses is mipnei sheyesh ba tfisas yad adam, an important kiddush. That's a distinct in daraisa. Tfisas yad adam, it means tfisali, the grasp of man. In order for something to be avodah zarah, it has to be affected by man, as opposed to that which is natural. So if a person will go ahead and bow down to a mountain, that is not true. The Gemara, even on the next daf, and daf memvav medalef, raises the following issue. What happens in a case of avnei har shedildalu? What happens if you have a stone of a mountain that naturally becomes dislodged? Rashi says, me'alehen, you didn't do anything. It became severed from the mountain naturally. And a person bows down to it. So that, the Gemara says, is also called Ein bo tfisas yad adam. That is not something that was affected by man. That is considered to be in its natural state because it naturally occurred. And therefore, it's not nitfas in avodah zarah. So the halacha that we often assume that that which is mechubar is not nitfas in avodah zarah, that certainly is not a halacha of mechubar versus talosh, or yonek, not yonek. That's a separate halacha entirely of tfisas yidei adam. So one has to be very careful. Many different dinim daraisa that all seem to relate to this concept of mechubar versus talosh, with the nafkaminas daraisa of avodim, nafkaminas of arsagya, of peros ha'omdos li'batser, ser ha'omeg ligzos, just because one assumes it's considered to be dino kakarka in one area of halacha is not necessarily relevant. The opposite may be true when it comes to other cases as well. Okay. The Gemara continues, and that's Kesvav, quoting the Mishnah regarding the case of Shor Haniska. Here the Mishnah tells us the following chiddush, that Shor Haniska is Besim Ushlosha. Bezn of Chav Gimel is necessary for Shor Haniska. Why in fact should that be true? Right, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that Hashor Yisokel Begam Ba'al of Yumas Kamisa Sabal Im Kach Misa Sashor. Just as Misa Sabal requires Chav Gimel, so too the Misa Sashor requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, the Sanhedrin Tana. The Gemara says that, how do you know? Why not argue the emel of Talhudasa? Maybe it really means that the Baal Hashor should be killed. The Gemara says that cannot be. After all, the Pasuk says when it comes to Ritzicha that Mos Yumas Hamaka because Rotseachu. What does that mean? A Ritzicha Sawa Tahargo. You kill a person because he did the Maisa Ritzicha. Ia Tahargo Al Ritzicha Shoro. However, if the Shor does so Enochinami, Gambal of Yumas, But nonetheless, it doesn't mean that there's a chi of misim coming upon the bailim, and therefore the pasuk is coming to tell us k'misas habailim kach misas hashor. What exactly does this mean, this halacha k'misas habailim kach misas hashor? Pashup shab, one could argue as follows. Right, and that is that, look, without any such drasha or any such pasuk, I would have argued that misas ha'adam is called dini nefashos. Mehechatei say that misas hashor, misas behema, is labeled as dini nefashos. Why in the world is that called dini nefashos? That is the chiddush hakara. Hashor yisake of a gumbel of Yumas telling you k'misas habal kach misas hashor. That ain't no chinami. That misas hashor is dini nefashos, and therefore you require this nechav gimel. Maybe to an extent, one could argue somewhat differently. That perhaps, either instead of, or perhaps in addition to the first halacha, k'misas habal k'misas hashor tells us the following: that dino kabayle. That if this was my shor that was nogeyach, so therefore, the process by which the shor is judged, right, is k'misas habalim. And therefore, if gambol of yumas, that the misas hashor dino kabailim, if bailim b'chav gimel, the same thing is true when it comes to the misas hashor as well. Vosher pshat in the Rambam, nachasanedin peyakei al chabeis, nam quotes this halacha, it sounds like the first. The Rambam writes that ain done in dinin afashos, but bezdin, which is pachos michav gimel. And then the Rambam adds that ben din nefashos of Adam. The Rambam continues that ben din nefashos behema. The Rambam says din nefashos requires chav gimel. What is din nefashos? Dahainu, din nefashos Adam or din nefashos behema? Sounds like that's what the Rambam interprets as drasha k'misas habal kach misas hashor. That misas hashor al pidin is called din nefashos. And then the Rambam continues, and therefore ain dan in shor haniskal. Or a behema hanirvas, or a behema harovas, right? Roveya, nirva, shohaniska, all that requires chav gimel. That is called dini nefashos. There's a further Rambam. The Rambam is fan hochos niske mamon in Paragir halachavav, where the Rambam writes the following: Ein gomrim dino shoshor el bifnei balov. The gemar din the shor. The balachifetz has to be present. So therefore the gemara din can only occur when the balashor is there as well. The Rambam writes this is only true in Mahayilo Bailim. That's only true if there is a balachifetz, if there's an owner. What happens if no one owns the shor? For example, shor hamidbar, or a shor of hekdish, or a shor of a ger shemes, in bo yorshim. What happens if you have an ownerless shor? So the Rambam writes that Hareza Niska, still the shore gets its own ash. One cannot argue that a shore yisak of a gumble of yumas, that in principle the chiyuv misa is because of the failure of the bala chayfetz to watch the shore, and that's halacha k'misas banka of misas hashor. And what say there is no owner? No, the Rambam writes still if it's a shore hamidbar, a shore of hektish, a shore that belonged to a ger shemes, of course Hareza Niska. And the Rambam writes in that case the Gomrim Dino Afo Pishin Lobailin. Still, the shor is killed, the shor shel hefker is killed. It's not necessary that there's halach of Bal Hashor. It's interesting, the Rambam does not mention explicitly the Bezdin, but Poshe Pshat, Midasasam. That would not matter, no? The Rambam writes, if there is a Baal HaShor, so then the Baal HaShor has to be present. Right, and if there is no Baal HaShor, so therefore, you proceed with the Gemar Din, with the Skila, Afo Pishen Lo Bailin. Because the Rambam writes, if there's a Baal HaShor or no Baal HaShor, what's the difference? Right, whether the Bailin must be present or not. What about the makeup, the character of the Bez Din? The Rambam doesn't point out any difference whatsoever. Right? The Rambam, after all, right? The fact that the Misas Hashor is Bechav Gimel is because Mises Ashor is called Dina Nefashos. And that will be true whether there is a Baal Ashor, whether there is no Baal Ashor. That you always record a Bez Nef Chof Gimel. That's the Ha'ara of the Chacham Tzvi found in Siman Pei Dalet, that a Bez Nef Chof Gimel Poshev Shat Rambam is always necessary, irrespective of whether there's a Baal Hashor, whether there's no Baal Hashor. It is interesting, the Gemara on the next daf, on daf Tezayin and Aleph, the Gemara raises a suffix of Rabbi Lozer, and the Gemara is not poshing. Shoro shel kohen godol bekama. Maybe that seems to sound like our suffix, but no. What happens if it's the shor of the kohen godol? Is it sufficient to have chav gimel, or do you require ayin aleph? If you will argue that, what do you mean? That the halacha of k'misa sabam kach misa sashor means that misa sashor is din nefashos, chav gimel. If you're going to tell me, no, the halach is k'misas habaylim, dino kabaylim, then you could argue a chiddish. Shoro shokoin gola requires a bezin of aynam. That's the suffix, Rabbi Loza. And in Ochinami, the Gemara is not poshet. The Gemara phrased it as follows, and the pasuk says, v'gam balav yumas, does it mean balim didei or balim da'alma? Bailim Didei, his owner, Bailim Da'alma. On one level, l'chora, that suffix is very relevant to our question. If you assume that all the Gemara is telling us is that Dino Kedina Nefashos, very mistabra then to argue that both sides, just as a Shor Shel Hefker is Bechav Gimel L'chumra, even though there is no halacha of Gam Bol of Humas, the flip side, the cool, the Shor Shel Kohen Gadol, would require a Bez Nev Ayin Aleph. It's interesting, the Rambam does not quote that suffix of the Gemara of Shor Shel Kohen Gadol. Again, the Rambam is just so saying, Mises Ashor always requires Chav Gimel. That could fit in very nicely if the Rambam frames this halacha, as he mentioned, in Hey Beis of Sanhedrin, that because Mises Ashor is Dinin Nefashos. Irrespective of whether there is an owner, no owner, and even if the owner is a Kohen Gadol. See, one could even argue, what's a Safek Rabbi Lazar? Halacha number one is absolutely true. The halacha number one that Mises Ashor is Dinin Nefashos is given. Rabbi Lazar didn't mean to deny that. Rabbi Lazar did not say that Ashor Shel Hefker doesn't require Chav Gimel. That wasn't Rabbi Lozer's suffix. The first halacha is given that Mises Ashor Dino Kedinin Nefashos, therefore Bezna Chav Gimel. The suffix Rabbi Lozer, maybe there's a second halacha as well. K'misas Habaylim, the Dino Kabaylim. So we'll never flip the Kula. Shor Shel Hefker is still B'Chav Gimel. But maybe if it's a Shor Shel Kohen Gadol, Ayin Aleph in fact is necessary. Poshev Shat Disa'ara, this is against what you find in the Tshuva Sabach. The Tshuva Sabach is found in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. It's quoted by that Chacham Tzvi. At the Makshu, who asked the Chacham Tzvi, quotes the Tshuva Sabach. This is also quoted in the Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Nun Beis, where he discusses this Machlokas Bach and Chacham Tzvi, where the Bach writes a very, very great Yiddish, but doesn't appear that way from the Rambam. What happens in a case of a behema hanirvas, for example, where the behema was owned by a goy? What happens if the Baal Ashor is a goy? So the Baal suggests a very great kiddush, but since, according to Sheshes, a ben Noach is neherag be'ed echad uvedayon echad, hu hadin l'shoro. Well, the Baal assumed the kula. K'misas habam kach misas ashor, but if the Baal Ashor is Benoach, so therefore nigma dino be'echad, and the animal becomes Nesar, even without Sanhedrin, and the possibility then of Ashor becoming Nesar, machmas ha'avera, even bizman hazeh. Because you don't need smuchim, you don't need Sanhedrin, because k'misas ha-bamka, k'misas ha-shor. And the Chacham Tzvi points out that certainly is not true. There's no halacha. K'misas ha-bamka, k'misas ha-shor, l'kula, so to speak. That Poshub Shan the Rambam, even a Shor Shel Hefka requires Chav Gimel. The only possibility, the Safek in the Gemara, is to argue l'chumra that the Shor Shel Kohen Gadol, in addition to arguing that Misas Ashor is Din Nefashos, additionally there's Halacha Baal Hashor that would not shut up to a Bez Nevayin Aleph, and that is, you know, is a Safek. In Poshub Shan the Rambam, we assume Chav Gimel. There's a further har, this principle, k'misa sabam kaf misa sashor, that we treat the psak din, right, of the shor, rendering it, for example, the shor haniskal, right, as dine nefashas. To what does that apply? We discussed in earlier shiur on Motzi Shemra that what is the hagdara of dine nefashas? Psak halacha shel din nefashos. Psak halacha din nefashos requires a bezna chav gimel. That's certainly true. Psak halacha din nefashos requires a bezna chav gimel. But that's not the halacha of din nefashos besin v'shalosha. We demonstrate that chiddush of the Rav that no masa umatin shel nefashos, irrespective of psak halacha, requires a bezna chav gimel. For example, kabbalah se'idus of din nefashos. The Rambam assumes the Ramban requires a Bez Nefchav Gimel. Not because the Kabbalah Siddur says Kukash the Gemar Din, but simply Masu Matin Shonafashas requires a Bez Nefchav Gimel. The Rav quoted the Raya, for example, of Moreh B'Malchus. Fascinating example where you can split the Masu Matin from the Psak Din. That there is Masu Matan of Bezdin. That's what Tosos points out later, Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav Meral, if we discussed it like, no. It's Masu Matan Shel Nefashos, but it's not the Psak Din of Bezdin that generates the Chiyuv Misa. So there's no Gemar Din of Misa, but there is Masu Matan Nefashos. Good? And then we pointed out even a third instance, no? That Rambam Nochas Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Zayin. What happens if Nigmar Dino Ubarach? What happens if there was already a Psak Halacha? That this person is Chayiv Misa. And now Ubal the Bezdin Acher. And now someone else comes before another Bezdin and says that, you know what? That individual, he already, right, was judged and received a Gmar Dino Misa. So the Rambam writes, knew it's necessary to have two Edim who confirm that fact. And the Rambam writes that has to be in a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Right? The Bezin there is not issuing a Psak Halacha that this person is a Gavra Bar Ktala. That already happened. But that is still called Masu Matan Shel Nefashos. If no, and that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Nigmar Dino Ubarach. That second Bezin must be a Bezin of Chav Gimel. So he pointed out at length that the halacha that you require of Bezin of Chav Gimel is not just the psak din of din nefashos, but the process of din nefashos, even to include nigmar din ubarach. Rav Shach and Abi Ezri in the fourth madura, and this halacha, Hilchos Sanhedrin Perkei Halacha Beis, raises this up. This halacha, k'misa sabalim kach misa sashon. Let's assume poshub shon like the Rambam Shita. We're treating misa sashor as din nefashos. Is that only the tchilas dino? In order to paskin that this is a shor haniskal, the shor is ton skila, the shor is nesar, that requires a psak halacha of din nefashos. Or could one argue that no, that once you have this halacha, k'misa sabam kach misa sashor, the more encompassing halacha, the more embracing, the more expansive definition of din nefashos would be in place. what would happen if you have an instance of Nigmar Dino Lemisa, Bezen Pasma Zisa Shar Niska? And all of a sudden, Ubarach Ubala Bezen Acher. There already was a Psak Din that this is a Shar Niska. The Shar Niska is already Nesa. Would you require Shnei Edim to be made in front of a Bezen of Chav Gimel, declaring that this is a Shor that had Gmar Din Lemisa? Rashach writes that he thinks it's mistaber to assume that then he would apply the principle of Eid Echad Neman Bisur. In order to render the Shor HaNiskal, right, Asr Ba'ana, the Cheftzit to Shor HaNiskal, so that requires a Bezna, Chaf Gimel. But that is not the identical halacha. Right, in order, again, locha olav din misa, that requires a bezen of chav gimel. Not necessarily, though, in order to affirm that this was a shor haniska. He points out, however, that the Tosus and Zvachim says differently. Tosus and Zvachim daf ayin aleph amad aleph der maschel alpi. Tosus writes in that particular case, if the Baal HaShor will come forward and say, Nigmar Dinam Bebezdin Ploni, Ein Neherogin Alpihem. Tosus is explicit. Now, if the Baal HaShor will come and they will say that, you know, this is my Shor, and my Shor had received a Gmar Din Lemisa, and Alpidin, this is a Shor Haniska, Tosus writes that Ein Neherogin Alpihem. Very great Chiddush. What do you mean? That's not good. That would not be good when it comes to Adam. The Din of Ashes requires Shnei Eidim, Bezna Chav Gimel. Tosus writes a Chiddush. That's not true when it comes to Din of Knossos. Let's assume, for example, a person come forward and say that this particular Bezdin obligated me to pay a Knoss. We wouldn't say that's called Moda B'Knoss Potim. What do you mean? He's just telling you that Bezdin was machayev him. He's chayev to pay. And now there's a hodos baal din that he must do so. But Tosus writes that's not true when it comes to even cases of shor. Important chiddush that Tosus writes. That the kamisa sabanka, kamisa sashor, that dino kedina fashos, is not only limited to just the psak din on itself, lodin lo, din misa. Take a look at Hemshek that Tosus, that piece in Abi Ezri, that links this to the sugya we learned earlier, the cases of Pagina Dibura, the Maskana Sagamara, Pagina Dibura, not according to the Rav, but according to Rashi and Tosus and the Rambam, the difference between cases in the Fashos of Adam, the Fashos of Shor, Tani Rabbi Ashori, both are killed in that particular instance, and so on. But interesting Chiddush, to what extent do we assume that this is called Dina Fashos? All the halachos of Dina Fashos of Masa, Matan, Chav Gimel, and even in the case of Barach, or does it simply mean, in order to create the chalos, shor haniska, in order to create this sirhana, so that requires such a psak halacha? The Gemara just tells us on Daf Tezvav Mabei is an interesting ha'ara. The Gemara raises what seems to be a very unusual kasha, that now, that shor sinai bekama. No? Shor sinai bekama. If a shor dare enter har sinai. No? So the pasuk describes that shor will be killed. So the Gemara raises shor sinai bekam. Is it necessary to have a bezin of chav gimel for that as well? For that as well? Or do we assume that's not true? The Gemara says, what is the suffix? The igama shah midaros. Right. Shor sinai was a horasha. Right? Here, mamish ledoros. So do you have a right? The igama shah ledoros or do you not? And what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara says that Rabbi Baruch Hizkel says, no, the pasuk says the following, that im behema im ish liyichye, sama ish b'chav gimel, af behema b'chav gimel. And therefore, even in that instance, chav gimel is required. What exactly is the maskana sa Gemara? The Aruch HaNer has a comment that the maskana sa Gemara seems to be that lo yalfin in shamidaras, that one cannot derive shamidaras. And that's why the answer of Rabbi Baruch Hizkel is a pasuk. There's a pasuk that creates a hekesh that links right? Im behema im ish. Because without that pasuk, one could not have done so. And Pashup Shat, the Tosas of Menachos, and the Yitesim of Beis, it does not seem that way. Tosas Menachos, Yitesim of Beis, Ramaska with Shmuel, is bothered by the following. There, Menachos Shmuel says, Doros Mishaloy Alfinan. One cannot. Right? Just simply create analogies from a mitzvah Doros, from or to a Horasha. So Tosas raised the kasha. Isn't that difficult in light of our Gemara? Why? Because apparently our Gemara tells us, Yalfinan Shamidoros? No? That's always a difficulty mentioned. The Gemara raises the kasha, the Gemara quotes Pasuk. No? So how do you understand that? Normally not. Zeros HaKosav, yes? Normally, of course, lo Yalfinan. And that's exactly why here you need a special drasha to tell us that this is the case, or is indicative of this halacha in Behemen Ish, that yes, Yalfinan Shaladoros. We wouldn't have known to apply the principle. But he on Osenes, that's exactly what the Pasuk teaches us. So Tosus raised the kasha. How can Shmuel say that Doros Misholi Alfinan? Our Gemara doesn't say that. Why? Because our Gemara tells us that yes, Yalfinan, Shami Doros. No? So Tosus answers the following. No, that our Gemara is just Gili Milsa Ba'almahu. Gili Milsa Ba'almahu. Not a real drush of halacha. The Gemara at the very beginning of a comment, of Beis Medbeis, wants to know what the definition of Karen is. So the Gemara calls Psukim from Ksuvim. How is that possible? The Gemara says, what do you mean, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Yalfinan? What's the terrace of the Gemara? We're not interested in deriving new halachos. It's just simply Gili Milsabamu, the Negicha of a Karenu. We want to know how to define the term. No? What is Negicha? So if you can show from anywhere in Tanakh what the term Negicha means, that will be relevant for Chumash. Not because we are deriving Divrei Torah, Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Nevi'im. Just simply, the Lashon HaGemara is Gili Milsa Ba'almuhu. That's what Tosfos also writes. Just simply, Gili Milsa Ba'almuhu. When the Pasuk mentions that there is an Onesh, what does that mean? What type of Onesh is it? So we see from Shmos Yates, in Behema Imish, that that's the Onesh. The Onesh is Al Yidei Chof Gimel. Gili Milsa Ba'almuhu. And Tosa says, Vaharaya, that that's true. What's the Raya that that's the case? Because the Gemara says, what do you see from that Pasuk? That in Behema means, just like Ish, so to Behema. How do you know Ish is B'Chof Gimel? No? How do you know Ish? Ish is the Rapash is Chof Gimel. The Suffolk is only Behema. How do you know that if a person would enter Har Sinai during that forbidden moment, that you need a Bezna Chav Gimel? What's the answer Tosa says? Because Yalfinan Shamidoros. No? You always need Chav Gimel. So who adinami? Chav Gimel in fact is required here. So of course, as far as Gili Mos is concerned, Yalfinan Mishamidoros. We just want to know that does that apply even to an animal? So that's exactly what the Pasuk tells us. What's at stake is not Yalfinan Mishamidoros. See, that is what our Tosas already alludes to. No, Tosas der Maschil Shor, Tosas is bothered. How do you know Ish is Bechav Gimel? Tosas does not say the answer is Yalfinan Shamidoros. That's a Tosas of Menachos. What does our Tosas say? What do you mean already in that time? Yis already established all the different Sanhedros, right? And a Sanhedric Tanach Chav Gimel was already established. So Tosas says, isn't it mistaber to assume that if someone is going to be killed, that that should require the higher court, not the lower court? No, that's what Tosa says. No, that Stamad Emosu Sanhedrin Tananami the Bezintoku. No, that they already had a hierarchy of Batei Dinim. So that's a pretty important decision. No, whether someone is going to be killed or not. So therefore, Mistaber, that other requires Chav Gimel, without coming on to the case of Yalfinim Shaladonis. Tosas continues, and our sugya raises the following issue, that why are we so interested in Shor Sinai Bakama? Why are we so interested? No. Tosas says it, what do you mean? My dehava ava? It's no geya. Right? Whatever it was. No? And Tosas quotes the sugya in the very beginning of Yuma. So Tosas answers, no, it's very important, Mizvar Krai. Forget about the halacha lamaisa. What does the pasuk mean? Right, the conveyance of that Dvar Hashem is crucial. That's critical, no? The Torah says the animal is killed. So if I raise a simple question, how, don't tell me that's irrelevant, because it's not going to surface again. It was only Hora Hasha. Right? That is understanding Pirush HaTorah, which is absolutely crucial. So Tosa says that the Mizbar Krayim, that's considered to be fundamental. Right? The Chiddush Anrei, so that's Drosh V'Kabel Star. Right? One can inquire into the meaning of the Pasuk simply in order to understand the Dvar Hashem, right? Even if it's not necessarily, right, no Gael HaHalacha, because the case of Shor Sinai is not going to surface as a mitzvah l'doros. But nonetheless, the Mizbar Krayim is considered to be relevant. If you're dealing with something that is neither halacha l'maisa nor pshat l'pasuk, that's when the Gemara will ask, that what do you mean, my dahavahav? Good, you're asking a theoretical chakira, right, which is not pashav pshat l'pasuk, right, and not no get all the halacha, never could ever happen in such an instance, so then the Gemara at times will ask, my dahavahav. If it's the Mizbar Krayim, that's considered to be crucial. That's what the Ran writes, Drosh L'Kabel Star. Right? And then the Ran quotes a second teretz. It's always good for your chavrusa to know that now, you know, in Seder, you'll say something, you're first saying the Main Nafkamina, then take a look at the second teretz of the Ran. No, interesting chiddush. The Ran says Nafkamina, right? The person who makes a neder, I say Hareini Nazir, Imis Hashor B'Chav Gimel. Right? I make a neder that my pshat is correct. Am I a nazir? Am I not a nazir? That's what the Ran's nafkamina is, no? Of course, you have to know whether it's true. Because our person will take a neder, I'll be nazir. Right? If his pshat is correct, or whether, in fact, that's considered to be a kabbalas naziris enough. That's the second chiddush, right, of the Ran. Interesting. The Me'iri and our sugya quotes Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. No, that this is no gela halacha. The Miri says, the Yerushalmi writes, unbelievable, no, the Rabbo Shiva Ube Salamim. Wow. That's a very great Kiddush. That this halacha, right, that a shore cannot enter Har Sinai, if it does so, it's Chayav Misa, it's Mamish, right, the mitzvah, which is no Hagas Ladaros. Applies in Beis HaMikdash. If a shore will enter the Beis HaMikdash, knee down, right, Kishor Sinai, and you require a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Well, that's the Yeshua Farsha Neri. Mamish no Gila Halacha. It's a fascinating, fascinating Chiddush. Another Ramban writes in the coming Shabbos, now in Parshas Truma, the whole purpose of Mishkan, the whole purpose of Binyan Beis HaMikdash was in order to replicate Mamad Har Sinai. And that's why the Torah uses all similar terminology. Kvod Hashem, which was Shochin Al Ahar, is now Shochin of the Mishkan, and so on. No? So the Mary quotes him with Yerushalmi. Don't think we have this Yerushalmi that writes that this is Mamish Dindaraisa, right? That applies to Shiloh and Beis Alamin, right? That if an animal entered, the animal is Hayav Misa and requires a Bezdin, right? Either of Chav Gimel or not, that's the suffix, in fact, of Argamar. Okay. We'll go quickly. Tomorrow we'll do the Sugya of Yernidachas. Okay, we have to talk a little bit about that. The Chiddush, the Tosas writes. Take a look at the second Tosas of Tezayin Amud Aleph, Masechul Ish. An important Chiddush, the Tosas writes. Some unique features of Avodah Zarah, Yachid, Tzibur. Right, that's very important. Take a look at that. And then, something we did discuss in the past as well, but a very important machlokas, Tosas and Ramban, and Tezayin Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about a Bezdin shall also hashevet. No? Shoftin achol shevet v'shevet. Tosas is very bothered by this. What is that? The Bezin Shal Osho HaShevet. No? We know, we've been discussing all along, there's Gimel and Chav Gimel and Ayin Aleph. Right? What exactly does it mean that there's a Bezin Shal Osho HaShevet? And the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Minin HaDayanim. So we'll discuss that as well. Take a look at the Ramban in the very beginning of Parsha Shoftim. That's what the Ramban discusses against our Tosus. Right? The Chiddush of a different Chalos Bezin entirely. Right, the Bezin Shal Osho HaShevet. It is not quite Bezin HaGadol, but yet is not the typical Bezin of Chav Gimel. Okay, so we'll pick up...